Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you ever heard of this thing called historical stone lifting? It's apparently undergoing a revival in Ireland at present, and I saw the evidence of this online overnight. It's an ancient practice. It's demonstrating strength, which was seen as a rite of passage. And our reporter, Maura Fay, has been talking to some of the people involved in present-day stone lifting and joins us now. You gave it a go yourself, which I enjoyed watching this morning, Maura.
Thank you, Claire.
I said to you, didn't tickle the stone. But listen, I don't blame you because the size of those things.
I think the video of me lifting the stone is going to become a meme.
So. Yes, I think it is. For me, it certainly has already today. What is it? What is stone lifting?
So it's kind of similar to what you'd see in strongman competitions when they're lifting the Atlas stones, except it involves one stone and one lift attempt. So in Ireland, a stone that was used in the practice weighed 170 kilograms on average. Stone lifting was common all across Ireland up until the 1840s when the country was devastated by the Great Famine. The person who's brought the practice back into the public consciousness is David Keohane, who's just from outside Waterford City. He got interested in stone lifting when the gyms closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. David spent months reading the Dukas Archives, which people may know are a collection of folklore stories gathered in the 1930s. And he found hundreds of stories of stone lifting taking place at events like funerals, weddings, Bealtaine na Lúnasa and other celebration occasions. He so far refound 44 of the historical lifting stones. And I asked David, in what context did stone lifting typically occur?
Well, let's say we're out on the Aran Islands. Let's say we're on Inishmore. So the men would come back in after Corrocks. They'd be dropping back to the mainland and they'd be coming back. And it was Liam O'Flaherty wrote a great piece about this. He said that it was a great day in any young man's life when he could get the wind under this particular stone, this testing stone on Inishmore. So when he could get the wind under a stone, it was a wonderful day in his life. If he could get it to his knees, he was a champion. He could do the best. And if he could stand up with it to his chest, he was a phenomenon of strength for the men to be talking about him. So it was a mark of strength. It was a social status thing, but it was also a mark of strength of usefulness. I mean, to be strong was to be useful back in these times. I mean, you're thinking pre-mechanical times, you know? If these guys wanted anything, they had to row back to the mainland. They had to row back in. So to be strong was to have worth. So I think there's something very, very beautiful about that.
And what size of stones are we talking here that were typically used in these practices?
Oh, Irish stone lifting is incredible. I mean, I've been to many different countries lifting, doing this historic stone lifting, because the more I've dug into it, the more I've found it's everywhere, you know? So I was over in Scotland and I was lifting these rite of passage stones, the Clochwood Fir, the manhole stones, and they were anything between 110 to 120 kg. But the Irish lifting stones, it's a totally different proposition altogether. You're talking average 170 kg all the way up to one up in County Derry, which is 257 kg. So they're absolutely immense weight. And even people thinking, when they think about that, they're like, 170, I can pull that on a deadlift. There's a very big difference in pulling a deadlift of 170 kg inside in a gym in the dry with chalk than standing out in a field or out on a beach and you got something that's got imbalanced, it's got strange texture to it, you know? It's very, very hard to pick up. You're going down lower onto the ground. So it's a really raw primal feat of strength to do these things.
I went down the rabbit hole of watching this on TikTok last night. I just put in stone lifting and I was just worried about the people who were doing it, because some of them were doing it with straight legs and curved backs.
Mm. Oh yeah, there's a technique to it, definitely.
It's not advisable to do it that way. Was there a little knack that you were shown? Like you have to bend your knees, obviously, and be careful.
Yeah, it's kind of the same as how you would do a deadlift, but straight back from the knees, from the hips, yeah.
But I'm sure the people in ancient Ireland knew exactly how to do it to avoid injury, I hope. Did you ever hear of anything like this though before? Because I know we haven't had stone lifting for a while, but we would have had this thing at home called pull the brush, where people would demonstrate their strength. You're looking at me blankly now. You've never heard of that either?
No, Claire.
I would challenge you to a game of pull the brush.
Okay.
You sit opposite each other with your feet on the handle of a brush and you're pulling it, right? It's straight between you. Mm-hmm. And the person who can pull the other person up off the floor is the winner. You've got straight legs with your bum on the floor.
Right.
We'll do it. We'll do a demonstration of that. What am I committing myself to? Was it just the men who did this?
No, women lifted stones too. David told me about a woman's lifting stone in County Clare.
There's one specific woman's lifting stone in Faha Graveyard in County Clare. Clochnaman. So it's the woman's lifting stone of the funeral games. So at the funeral games, which were held pre-1840s, yeah, test of strength, test of virility. I suppose the fact it was just the opposite of death, you know, it was this celebration of life. And you had the man's lifting stone Clochna Fearr, which is 162 kilos, and you had the woman's lifting stone Clochna Man, 112 kilos. And whoever lifted the highest in the day was the, you know, was the winner of the funeral games, and they got great source of status and all that kind of stuff. But I found it fantastic that there was a, you know, there's a masculine lifting stone and there's a feminine lifting stone as well. So both, they were both equally celebrated for their strength, which I just think is wonderful. Because you don't see that many other cultures, you know. It's wonderful that we have such honour and respect for the women and the strength, you know, the Manal out in the Héireann, you know, there is that here. And there always was, as it was even going all the way back through our mythologies and, you know, Grainne of Wale and King Queen Maeve and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's, there's always been a huge respect, and it's great to see that come through the lifting stones as well.
So David has done all the research, but because of this and TikTok and all the rest of it, he's inspired a lot of people to take this up, stone lifting.
He has. One of those people is Andy Downs from Limerick. By day, he works as a prison officer, but in the last couple of years, stone lifting has become his hobby.
It's brilliant. I love it. We've got a new hobby to do.
Yeah, he's lifted 36 of the historical stones in Ireland, and he's on a mission to lift them all. I met with him at the Clare Glens, a popular walking trail on the border of Tipperary and Limerick. He told me about a lifting stone there that he was actually involved with rediscovering.
So this stone, we call it the Coffee Stone. It's named after John Coffee of Scraggeen here in Tipperary. And I heard David Keown and Johnny Dillon on the Folklore Fragments podcast talking about a stone that was lifted across a bridge by John Coffee. He lifted a big flag at Clare Bridge, carried it across the bridge and had it standing on one end of it. Men used to come from all over the country, by the way, to try and lift this stone, and nobody could lift it but John himself. So David went in search of the stone because the Duca's archive, which was written in 1937, that was collected in Abington, County Limerick. So Dave went searching in County Limerick, couldn't find the stone. And after hearing about it on the podcast, I said, I have to do a bit of digging into this. It took maybe 3 or 4 pages worth of Google searches to find that the Clare Bridge is actually here at the popular walking trail. So I went, I had a look, because I know it well, and under the bridge, probably about 4 metres away from the bridge, I find this massive flagstone. So Dave came down 2 days later and there was a torrential downpour and the stone had to be under at least 3 foot of water. So even with a pair of wellies on, didn't do any good. It came straight in over the wellies. Dave went in and single-handedly pulled the stone out, and he got the first lift on the stone in probably 150 years. There's been 9 lifters to date. We got it weighed at 183 kilos, or 403 pounds in American money. It's one of the heaviest in the world, but the heaviest in Ireland is 257, so it's still nowhere near that.
You've gotten into stone lifting yourself, and you're going around trying to lift all of the historical stones in Ireland. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you're right in saying that. So I've currently lifted 36 out of, I think we have 43 around the country at the moment. There's one of those that has to be 270 kilos, so like I'm only 83 kilos myself, so I'd say it'll be another 2 or 3 years before I can lift that. There's another one located on High Island, or Ardalan is the Irish name for it, and there's no natural wharf to that island. It's located just off the coast of Mayo. To get onto that and lift, there's a historic lifting stone on that. It was supposedly lifted by the monks on the island, so it's there's an old monastic settlement on the island. They lifted this granite sphere. And so to try to get out there is going to be a bit of an effort. No natural wharf. You have to wait until there's perfect conditions. And you have to climb up the rocks, climb up ropes to get onto the island and everything. So that's the goal for the next 2 years, is to just somehow get onto that, wait for the perfect conditions, and hopefully lift the stone there as well.
You've lifted this stone before?
I have. I've lifted it twice. Now, the most recent time I came out to lift it, I tore all the skin off my hands and I couldn't budge it off the ground. I've only managed a couple of inches off the ground, but if I can lift it today, I'll be quite delighted. I've had a couple of months off training and being sick and just getting back into the swing of things now. So, yeah, hopefully I can get a lift on it today.
Oh, gosh, this is incredible. Like, what's your hobby? I go around Ireland lifting stones.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted with myself. I hope he's minding his back, because he weighs, as he said, 83 kilos.
Yeah.
The coffee stone he was telling us about there weighs 100 kilos more than himself.
Yeah.
So how does he do it? Like, what's his approach?
So he explained to me his technique before actually attempting the lift.
I've got a bit of info off a lad, Sean Urquhart, a strongman and stone lifter from Ohio. And he sent me on some training videos. So just trying to keep the back straight and just try not have the weight of the stone in front of me. Keep it more centred and just drive from the legs. But at 183 kilos, we'll see how we get on.
And you're chalking up the hands as well. Does that help a lot?
Yeah, because I've gone out to stone some days on a dry day and it'll come straight up, no problem. And I could go there. I could get it up to chest even. I might go there another day in the wet, muddy conditions and I can't even break it off the ground. So the chalk, it adds an awful lot of grip. Just for a bit of info, we don't use tacky, which is used on Atlas stones with strongmen, because the tacky, it's kind of like an adhesive, so it would stick to the stone. This, we kind of see it as a historical landmark, so the chalk will wash off, tacky won't, or anything like that. So if anyone is using it, chalk at the most, or trying to lift it, should I say.
Right, we'll let you get into position there. So I'll try and talk people through at home here what you're about to do. So
I'm going to put a bit of chalk on the stone itself just to improve the grip, because we've muddy conditions here today. So it's going to be a tough lift. So this is a natural sandstone flagstone. So it's a rectangle shape of a flag, but because it's cut out of the natural sandstone in this gorge, it's slightly off balance. So that's what makes it an awful hard lift, is you have to kind of feel it out, get the balance point before you can really drive at it. Otherwise, it's just going to tilt over. You're not going to get it off the ground. Right, so we'll give it a lash. Yes! Lovely.
Is that an adrenaline buzz, getting something like that?
100%. Look, I try not to doubt myself, but all night I was like, thank God this is on the radio and not being televised, because I couldn't see myself getting it off the ground. But surprisingly, that's one of my best lifts of all time. We'll put it down to the adrenaline of being on RT Radio 1.
Well, now we have the footage of it and it's on the RT Radio 1 Instagram account,
yes,
isn't it? People can see it there. So when he picks it up, does he just keep it up for a second and then drops it again?
Yeah, you're trying to get the wind underneath it, yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
So you don't have to hold it up for any period of time.
No, it's just getting the lift up and down. So
mm-hmm. No one is texting in about pull the brush more, right? Where are all of my supporters here? Maybe it was just in Mount Rath in County Leash.
That'll be my next report, Claire.
If people want to find out more about this stone lifting, how do they go about doing that?
Well, Claire, they can do what you did and go down the social media rabbit hole. So,
but give yourself time.
Yes. So David Keohan, his handle is Indiana Stones and Andy's handle is at Irish Stone Lifting. And of course, if people want to read some of the stuff on the Dukas archives, they're available at dukas.ie.
Okay. And don't forget, you want to see Andy lifting the coffee stone and want to see Maura, which is very entertaining, trying to lift the stone, but she was just giving it a bit of a tickle. That's on the RT Radio 1 Instagram account as well. And if you are going to do this, will you be careful and mind your back? Maura, thank you so much. That was great fun. Maura Faye there.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.